Universities across the nation are scrambling to identify new sources of revenue in an environment characterized by high fixed operating costs and declining college enrollment. One strategy involves trying to cash in on discoveries. As reported in the New York Times, research universities maintain technology transfer offices that collectively make thousands of business deals annually for the use of their patents. Universities make money from patents primarily by licensing them to outside companies that eventually turn them into commercial products. Universities today make more than 4,000 patent licensing agreements each year and collect about $2 billion annually in licensing revenue, according to surveys conducted by the Association of University Technology Managers. But only a handful of universities consistently produce lucrative breakthroughs, and these institutions collect the vast majority of the money. For instance, patents on inserting foreign DNA into cells brought nearly $800 million to Columbia University. Patents leading to the drug Remicade, which is used to treat autoimmune diseases, allowed New York University to collect in excess of $1 billion. But the vast majority of licensing deals yields little or no money. For WYPR and my patent-pending producer, Tom Welch, I'm Anibon Basu.